Welcome to ID the Future, a podcast about intelligent design and evolution.
Greetings and welcome to the ID the Future podcast. This is Casey Luskin, again broadcasting from the Center for Science and Culture in Seattle, Washington. In an earlier podcast, I discussed how Carl Zimmer's recent article, From Fins to Wings, in National Geographic, quoted a biologist in a fashion that sounded like an advertisement for evolution. While Zimmer's article obviously was not pro-ID, it ironically discusses much evidence that ID proponents often contend supports intelligent design. This segment will discuss evidence for design from conservation and developmental genes. From Fins to Wings discusses many examples of similar genes controlling similar developmental processes in widely different organisms. ID proponents have taken this reusage of genetic coding components as indicative of common design. Pro-ID scientist Mike Jean has noted that we have to be careful when advancing arguments about common design. Jean writes, quote, "I'm reluctant to advance the old thesis of common design because of its nasty ad hoc flavor. Nevertheless, we are exploring the world through the design matrix, and I simply cannot subscribe to the notion that a designer would always reinvent the wheel every time a machine is invented," unquote. Jean's statement seems fair. In my view, the case for common design becomes much stronger when one finds genetic similarity expressed in the fundamental programs of many species, in perhaps places unexpected by common descent. Thus, the National Geographic article reports, quote, "The genes responsible for laying out the fly's body plan have nearly identical counterparts in many other animals, ranging from crabs to earthworms to lampreys to us. This discovery came as a surprise, since these animals have such different-looking bodies," unquote. But it should come as no surprise to anyone who recognizes that designers often reuse parts that work in different designs. Other examples discussed in the article which ID proponents might argue imply common design include genes that control neural cell development, and larvations are also at work in the development of our own brains. The same genes control eye development in organisms as diverse as insects, cats, scallops, octopi, and ragworms. The same genes control the growth of feathers and scales. And finally, a similar genetic map is found on the tips of stems before flower grows and also on early animal embryos. Sean Carroll is quoted in the National Geographic article, noting that animal development entails, quote, "variations on a theme," unquote. But the variations on a theme metaphor is most applicable to an intelligent composer, reusing basic music segments with slight variations to design beautiful music. Similarly, the article quotes Todd Oakley saying, quote, "It's like remodeling a house. You don't have to start from scratch, you just change certain elements," unquote. While Carroll and Oakley are staunch evolutionists, in light of Mike Jean's comments above, composers and construction engineers are interesting choices of analogy, for both are intelligent agents. How easy is it to remodel a house through blind random processes? The article glosses over some of the difficulties faced by blind evolution of developmental genes recognized in other articles, such as an earlier article in Time magazine, which wrote, quote, "The drawback for scientists is that nature's shrewd economy conceals enormous complexity. Researchers are finding evidence that Hox genes and the non-Hox homeobox genes are not independent agents, but members of vast genetic networks that connect hundreds, perhaps thousands of other genes. Change one component and a myriad of others will change as well, and not necessarily for the better. Thus, dreams of tinkering with nature's toolbox to bring to life what scientists call a hopeful monster, such as a fish with feet, are likely to remain elusive." Unquote. Where are the detailed step-by-step explanations of how evolution tinkered with genes so as to create functional advantages and functional intermediates while remodeling the species? Zimmer provides none. Successful remodeling, it would seem, inherently implicates intelligent design. This is Casey Luskin with the ID the Future podcast, broadcasting from the Center for Science and Culture in Seattle, Washington, saying thanks for listening.
Music on ID the Future comes courtesy of composer Yuri Mamchur. Visit www.yuriproductions.com and check out his latest CD, In the Harbor. This program was recorded by Discovery Institute's Center for Science and Culture. Discovery President is Bruce Chapman. ID the Future Managing Editor is Robert Crowther. And the producer is Keith Pennant. ID the Future and ID Science in the News is copyright Discovery Institute 2006. For more information, visit www.discovery.org or www.idthefuture.com.